I would like to just pinpoint one that Kaylin has said. It was in Psalms 56, 3 through 4. For it says, "What time am I afraid? I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me." That is a powerful verse that I think we could all play into our lives. And I can think of so many characters in the Bible who have done this. But I think one person also comes to mind in our confidence song. It says, "Give me a heart like David, Lord, be my defense, so I can face my giants with confidence." So, could I have everyone go to 1 Samuel chapter 17? All right. If everyone's there, say amen.
Amen.
Alrighty, perfect. So, we're going to start at verse 4. And it says, "And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, who was 6 cubits and a span." Alrighty, stop there. So, I did not know this before I searched it up on Google, but 6 cubits and a span is roughly around 9 feet tall. So, this guy was 9 feet. Crazy. And this guy wasn't just some scrawny, big, tall guy. No, we could see in verse 5, "And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass." Now, 5 shekels of brass, again, thanks Google, but that is roughly around 1,019 pounds. And that's just a coat. He had a shield, a spear, a helmet. It's crazy. So this guy was a tall, muscled-up man. He had pride in his physique. And so with this, going all the way to verse 10, it says, "And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." So this guy, yes, he's 9 feet, he's really strong, but then he just comes out and says, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Now, if someone just came into your house and said, I defy your family, I curse your family, you'd probably do something, right? Yes, okay, great. So Israel must have, the army of the living God must have done something. No. In verse 11, we sadly see, it says, "When Saul and all of Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid." Now, yes, I would probably be scared too, but this is the army of the living God, who God has shown miracles of taking them out of Egypt, who've shown manna from heaven, miracles that other countries of that time can only dream of. So at this time, everyone was just scared until David came in. Now, David was talking with his brothers in the campsite. For it says in verse 23, "And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words," which in verse 10 says, "And the I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." And it says, going back to 23, "And David heard them." He heard them. What's crazy to me is that, going to verse 24, "And all the men of Israel, when he saw the man." Now, David heard him, but all of Israel's army, they just saw him. And what does it say? "Fled from him and were sore afraid." That's crazy how they just see a man. How they have a God, the living God, but when they see a man, they just flee. So, David, having courage, he goes to Saul, the king of Israel. He goes up to him in verse 32. It says, "And David said to Saul, 'Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight this Philistine.'" Can I have just Pastor Mix just come up here for a second? Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, this is what Saul's thinking. Saul is right here. Pretend I'm David, and this is Goliath. I'm David, and this is Goliath. Who do you think would win in just like a cage fight? Thank you, Pastor Rix. That is what Saul was seeing, and what all of Israel was seeing as well. It was just like that. But it was just like that. And so in 33 it says, "And Saul said to David, 'Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth. For thou art a youth, and he a man of war from his youth.'" And so he says these things. David is not budging. We go down to verse 37, and it says, "David said, 'Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine.' And Saul said to David, 'Go, and the Lord be with thee.'" Kind of like, may the force be with thee. For all those people who know what Star Wars is. And so, David is walking up to Goliath. So, going to 40:41, it says, "And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and a man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he dismayed him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, 'Am I a dog? For thou comest to me with staves.' And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said unto David, 'Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field.'" So, obviously, Goliath thinks he can win this battle, which I wouldn't blame him. This guy is 9 feet, has about the strength of an elephant, and is seeing David. It almost reminds me of this one time. I was with my mom, and we were going to this, like, military party. I was, like, around 7. We go into the doors, and as soon as I go into the doors, I see this guy. He is muscled up. I mean, he didn't have to flex, and I already saw the line muscles. I see him, and he looks at me. All I could think about, what am I going to do? He's looking at me. So I'm with fear. David? No, he is no fear. If we go down to verse 46, it says this: "This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee. And I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and unto the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." That is a very, now just in our normal society, it's crazy that some people can't even say that to their own friends or coworkers. But this teenager, this scruffy teenager, goes up to this 9-foot Goliath and says it. So, what happens? Well, let's go to verse 48. It says, "And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine." No, this guy did not, like, try to run around, like, going around in circles, or, like, run away to buy more time or to slow him down or to, like, get his energy drained. No, this guy just went full at him. He didn't wait. He just went full straight at him. In verse 49, it says, "And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon the face to the earth." This shows me that with David's faith, incredible faith too, and with the Lord's will, this guy could do anything. David could do anything because of his faith and of God's will. And I think if a scrawny teenager can do that, I feel like anyone in this room and everywhere else can do the same. What I also love to point out is going all the way to verse 58. It says, "And Saul said to him, 'Whose son art thou, thou young man?' And David answered, 'I am the son of the servant Jesse, the Bethlehemite.'" Now, I think this is interesting because now if, okay, let's say a random teenager came and did your lawn, like mowed it, and it was really good. Would you probably ask, like, who taught you to do this? Mainly the dad. But this is basically what it's saying. He wants to know who raised the son to become a great man of warrior, a war. Now, he knew that. He would basically be giving the credit to his dad. So he could have just said, "Oh, I taught myself," because he slew the bear himself. He slew the lion himself. He knew that he would give credit to himself if he just said, "Well, I did this." But he instead knew what he was doing, and he said that my father is Jesse the Bethlehemite. He gave all the credit to his father. And I can say that whatever happens in our lives, we should give our credit to our Heavenly Father. Whether it's a poor situation that may just turn out good, or a good situation, we have to always make sure that God got us into this position. Can I, Brother Noah, just come up and close us up?
Thank you. If I could have everyone stand to their feet, and I do want to take just a couple moments to reflect on the message that was preached tonight, because there was some really good truth and really good principles in there. So as the piano plays, as Michael begins to play Standing on the Promises, once again, let's take a moment and reflect on God's goodness and the way that he worked in the life of David, but how he still wants to work in our lives today. I couldn't help but ask some questions to myself as he preached. How often does my fear trump my faith? How often should I speak up and I don't? Am I afraid to declare God to my friends and to my family? And don't let anyone tell you that you can't when you have the God of the universe on your side. Take a moment in prayer to our God, our great God that gives victory. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We praise you for your goodness in our lives, Lord, that you're a God that gives victory. Lord, you're a God that is ever present. And Lord, we thank you. Help us give you all the honor and glory. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.